The Gemara says in Daf Ayin Vav, Cham l'toch cham divi hakol osa, Tzonun l'toch tzonun divi hakol muta, Cham l'toch tzonun v'tzonun l'toch cham, Vav ama iloi gova u'shmuel ama tasoi gova. Well, halacha we paskin like Shmuel that tasoi gova, that the bottom one is predominant, and therefore if the bottom one is isu and is hot, it asks the top as well. And the Ran says, quoting the Ra'or, that when do we say that Tzon L'Tocham is also, it means that it requires Netilas Mokum, Kedei Netila. However, the Ran himself is Choylik and holds that Kedei Netila is only by Tzli. But by Bishul, it asks Kulo. And that's also the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So the pshat is, according to the Ra'or, that when you say tasoi gova, that the bottom one, if it's hot, asks the top, he holds that it's not called bishul, it's only called roseach. And roseach only asks k'te klipa. So, and this, of course, goes according to those who shown will hold that whenever there's blia, you need this opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Ramban, that you require dimbishul. That's why Kli coined to Baruch Tosfos that if it's a Kli, in this way passing Shulchan Aruch, if it's a Kli sheni, it's not boleya. Now the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Shmuel says dogim she'olu b'kara. In other words, this is not banat in a fleishik's pot. Mutal ochlam makutach. You can eat them with milchuks. And Tosis says that it's talking about that one of them is tzoinin and one of them is cham. And they quote also from the Rivon in the name of Rashi that it's dafka olu. But if it was cooked, if it was nispashlu, so then it's also to eat the makutach. You don't say not by not. So according to Rashi, you see there's a chilek between bishul as opposed to the bishul of tasoi gova. And this we should also explain the opinion of the Ra'or that tasoi gova is not called bishul and therefore k'dei netila is sufficient. Now, also, the Ramor says in Kuf Hei, in Yeridea, what's the halacha? The Ramor talks about a loy gov and tasoim, if one is on top of the other. What if it's not one on top of the other, the east and the heta? What if they're both side by side? So if the halacha, if they're both hot, from Kli Rishon, so then it's also. But if one of them is cold and the other is hot, one is cham, one is tzoinen, the heta needs k'dei klipa, and only k'dei klipa. However, the Shach quotes from the Maharshal that if the isu is hot, then it asks k'dei kulo, even when it's menuchim zebezeh, next to one next to the other, not one on top, even if it's both together. So the Rav explained that in the halacha of tasoi gova, is the halacha that the tasoi gova, that the bottom one is, if it's osso and it's hot, as is the top one, is the pshat, because if the bottom one is hot, tasoi gova means that it heats the elyon also, the top one. Or no, it's sufficient that the bottom one is hot to for the bliya to go into the top one, even though the top one would still be considered sonon. But if the top one is hot and the bottom one is cold, only ask they clip, because we don't pass any loig over. Um, But if the the question is the halacha tasoi gava the Rosh Chachira, is it that it since it's tasoi gava it's mechamim the elyon the top one, or no, it's not because it's mechamim the top one. Since the as long as because if it's a loy gava then it's makara the bottom one, so therefore there's not a complete bliya. But if the bottom one is hot, that's sufficient to asa the elyon as well. Not because it's not that you need shnehem chamim, you don't need both chamim. So the nafkamina in this is what if they're side by side, and the isu is hot is cham, because if they're side by side, then neither one is acting on the other to heat up the other one, and neither one is also being mekara the other one. So, if it's sufficient that you should have one hot, so then it will asa bekulo, and that's the opinion of the Maharshal. But if the loch is that you need that both of them should be hot, and just when it's tasoi gava, it's mechamim the elyon. So when it's zeb liad zeb, both of them, one on top, but side by side. So then one, it's neither mechamim nor mekara the other one, and therefore, if you hold it to mechamim the other one, it would not ask the kulo, only ask the klipa, and that's the opinion of the Ramah.